Kaprizov for Faber. 10 seconds left. Hux trying to hang on. Boldy, front of the net. Eriksson X shot it wide. Raperon try, side of the net block. Fowler trying to clear it. 1 second. This game's history. And the hardworking Anaheim Ducks of this night in Minnesota hang on for a 3-2 victory and much, much deserved.
What a game. What a win. It was a collective effort here for the Anaheim Ducks, winning this one 3-2, getting their clears late. The Minnesota Wild certainly didn't make it easy. What a win here for this Ducks team.
All right. We're going to be going downstairs to hear from one of the players, and it appears like we're headed to visit with Bo Guru. And then we'll come back, take a commercial break so we can get Emerson and Alexis to talk more about the game and get their comments. Special night, hard-working night. Your rebound from a tough loss in Dallas shows a little bit of character here by the Ducks to get a win here on the road in a very difficult place to win hockey games, we might add.
And I can't wait to talk to Bo, because you know what? He was a difference maker here in this hockey game. Gets bumped up to that Troy Terry line there, Frank Vetrano. I mean, they were buzzing here tonight for the full 60 minutes. So I look forward to speaking with them, and good congratulation is deserved for Bo Guru.
Yeah, it is. Ducks wind up with 3 points on this two-game road trip, three out of a possible four. Again, Emerson will visit with Bo. We'll take a quick break, and then Emerson and Alexis to wrap more things up. Text 714-940-2950 to express your opinion on this Ducks win. And let's just enjoy it. They've been far and few between. I'm going to enjoy the plane ride home and thinking about better things ahead for the Ducks after this effort tonight.
It's just more fun when you win, Steve. That's my opinion. That's my opinion right there. I love winning. I love seeing this Ducks team win hockey games, and that was a gutsy effort from them here tonight.
Doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you come out on top. That's the main thing, and they worked hard tonight and were rewarded for that effort. 3-2, the final. Minnesota shoots Anaheim 38-25, and we're just awaiting contact with Bo Guru. Ducks forward down in the locker room. Emerson will have him on for a bit, and then commercial break upcoming. We'll let our friends at Skyview Network know that. And then Emerson and Alexis again with a few minutes to talk about what we saw tonight. Crowd leaving this facility. And the Ducks will head home in just a little bit and enjoy the fruits of their labor on this particular road trip up north. We beat the cold, beat the snow, things like that, and we beat the Wild tonight in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area.
3 out of 4 points on this road trip. I love how that sounds. I just do. Hopefully this Ducks team can, you know, really start the process of playing really solid hockey, obviously passing the midway mark of this season. You just want to see them generate some momentum from themselves. If they play like they did tonight, you certainly got to imagine some wins here coming up.
Yes, sir. And again, just awaiting word downstairs when we might be able to visit with Bo Guru. And all in all, kind of a nice evening here. Nice to get 2 points against a pretty good hockey club. And overall, you look at the road trip, and we saw some positive things. Tough to lose that additional point in Dallas. But, hey, the team showed me something there. Maybe they can continue this momentum they've gained on the road at home, because the next couple coming up at home against a team like San Jose and the Edmonton Oilers. And let's hope it continues. It's a lot more fun when you gain 2 points and when you don't get any at all, but well-deserved. And I think that's been going on for up and down time this year. Played well, haven't been able to get that last-minute goal or something like that, but they worked hard, and eventually you're going to be rewarded if you play like this all the time.
And I love the storylines heading into this game. You have Jackson Lacombe coming back to just the state he grew up playing in, born and raised here. Just it's the hockey hotbed that we saw here tonight. A ton of fans for the Minnesota Wild here at the XL Energy Center, and Jackson Lacombe brought his A game, creating all over the ice. You had Bo Grew. That was another the follow-up storyline, the additions in the top six. Bo Grew in that center position on that second line, and then Ryan Strom getting up to that first line on the right side. He had that nice tip goal. It was a huge goal leading up to this Ducks win here. 3-2 is your final out of Minnesota, and boy, it feels good to say that.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yep. Very good here, and we still have two more meetings with this hockey club. One here in the same building, and one at home, and it was a pretty entertaining game. These are two teams that play hard, and you might want to get your tickets in advance for the next meeting at Honda Center, and of course, these upcoming home games as well. And you just joined us, just waiting for the arrival of Bo Grew or one of the Anaheim players so we can visit with him. Before Emerson and Alexis wrap things up. And all in all, I think we can relax on the airplane after the efforts here and just look forward to this continuing. Now, if you can just get a little momentum and this happen, will you start winning 2, 3, 4 in a row? Maybe some good things happening for this hockey club as we move on. Because first, you got to learn how to win, right? And then get some breaks and win games against maybe a hard opponent like we did tonight. They're very good in this building at home, win-loss-wise. And good things happen if you can do that.
Well, I certainly feel like I'm going to do cartwheels all the way to the elevator, cartwheels all the way to the bus ride, to the airport, and that's how happy I am here, Steve. I am just couldn't be more proud. 3-2 is your final. Just what a day. What a great day in Minnesota to come out with the 2 points. You got to love it. I'm feeling ecstatic. And, I'm going to do some somersaults as well going down to that floor level into the bus. And, hopefully, Steve, this is just one of those games that really takes this Anaheim Ducks team to that next level, string some wins together. If they can take down a team with the likes of Kaprizov and Boldy, and the list goes on around, Zuccarello, there's a lot of big names on that roster, some talented players. And look, the Ducks were the better team for the full 60 minutes. Good to see you.
All right, just a final reminder, Ducks Hockey and the Ducks Hockey Network brought to you by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. So again, if you're tuning us in, we're just awaiting the arrival, hopefully a Bo Grew, if not another Ducks player, hopefully joining us here for a brief little visit before we wrap things up, live from XL Energy Center. And we'll see when we get home as well, and that's not too far away. And just, folks, if you were here to watch this team perform in person, you know why. We're relaxed now, and we really enjoy what we've seen here. And it's a team effort, too, when you win like that. It's just not one individual effort. But these guys clicked tonight, and I think you saw some big-time improvement over this road trip. Dallas, pretty good hockey club. And Minnesota, they are maybe in a similar situation with Anaheim, building, getting better. They have so many good young players there, too. And, veteran leadership like Troy Terry scoring a couple of goals tonight, that helps things, too, leading the way and eventually getting the game winner after that. So I know we're trying to kill some time here. We're just about headed downstairs, we hope, for a player interview. And we're still happy. We'll be happy once we get the player and be able to think about it on the plane ride home.
Look, you bring a team like the Dallas Stars into overtime. That is a team that has just been making waves in this Central Division for a while now here in this regular season, and they'll be a team that makes a push. Look, the Anaheim Ducks bring them to overtime, and then they follow it up with a win here to a Minnesota team that's certainly been hot and cold as of late. Been playing some of their better hockey in that last stretch, and look, it is an opportunity for this Ducks team to ride these two performances and really gain some confidence out of it.
All right, give it just a couple of more minutes here because we've been told the bus ride's only like 20 minutes away, so I don't know if we're gonna have time for the post-game show of the visit here. Now we're up high above, so we got a ways to go to get on that bus head of the airport. To tell you what, should we give it another minute or two?
Yeah, we'll give it another minute or two. Hey, you know what? We'll wait as long as we need to, knowing Bo Grew is in there celebrating this win with his teammates. I'm sure they had a great locker room. And of course, after the win, tradition, coach comes in as many sports. And just, you know, head coach Greg Cronin is, I'm sure, just giving his team what they need to hear. And it's just a feel-good win for this Anaheim Ducks team. I'm certainly can imagine they're in that locker room having a blast, smiles on their faces, looking ready to hop on this happy plane back home to California. And it's nice to finish off this short road trip on a win.
Okay. I don't know. I don't have that much more to say here following everything that's happened here. I'll tell you what we can do until we get somebody. Two guys want to get some talk in here before we have to leave. The bus, like I said, is about 15, 20 minutes away. I have some final thoughts on this particular game, and we might not even get the players. So just kind of waiting to hear.
Yeah, well, we'll maybe give it a minute here just to see if we are indeed getting ready to be joined by Bo Grew. And, he was just a big-time performer in this hockey game. So hopefully we have the opportunity to talk to him. Once again, another part of that storyline, Bo Grew hopping in to that second-line center spot, joined by Troy Terry and Frank Vetrano. Ryan Strome going up to that right side with Leo Carlson in the middle, Adam Henrique on the left. They were great all night long, certainly making the plays necessary in order to help gain these 2 points. Big time win on the road from Minnesota. We'll wait our last couple of seconds here, just waiting on Bo Grew to join us. So,
well, you guys have something to say.
Yeah, I'll come in and chat with you guys for a little bit. We might as well start talking about some of the post-game. I mean, maybe not the calls of some of these goals, but, you know, Emerson, just in what we saw tonight from the Ducks, being able to get 3 of the 4 points on this road trip, how big of a win it was. Only 25 shots on net, though, from Anaheim, but definitely effective in some of those shots.
Yeah, if you look at the past two games, right? Yeah, you look at tonight's game, 3-2 is your final, and you look at just the team's stats. Look, 37 shots on goal for the Minnesota Wild, 25 for the Anaheim Ducks. And if you think of that last game, the game versus the Dallas Stars, once again, Anaheim being heavily outshot in that one. You look at 21 shots on goal for the Anaheim Ducks, and it was 44 for the Dallas Stars. So it's just a theme that, hey, as long as I guess they're coming out with the 2 points, a win's a win. They don't ask how, but it's certainly maybe in a department in which they want to improve on. So we continue to wait for Bo Grew. I don't know if he's going to be able to join us on this quick turnaround here.
It's not sounding like he's going to be able to maybe at some point. So why don't we just get going with the postgame show while we're here, Emerson, and let's just keep it rolling. So, let's just jump into some of the goal calls from this game, Emerson, starting with that first goal that we heard from Kirill. We saw from Kirill Kaprizov that got the scoring going from Minnesota.
Yeah, I think the Anaheim Ducks have came into this hockey game with a solid game plan, and that's just moving your feet, keeping it simple, getting in the offensive zone, and they've had some bright moments in that offensive zone.
Here's the shot, they score! Well, there was a goal, but the wrong side scored it. A quick shot attempt there off to the left of Lukáš Dostal by Kaprizov, and that's the guy we talked about in the pregame. He's a great young player and can do some damage when he has a shot opening like that. And Minnesota go ahead 1-0 at the 6:39 mark of this opening frame.
Game just as Steve had predicted in the pregame.
Jax Lacombe goes inside out and almost beats the Tendy just on that far side. What a play.
What a nice event that would have been had he been able to put it by Gustafson that time. Well, there's still a lot of time left. Maybe he can get one for the family that are in attendance in this hockey game. Puck played by Toronto. Front of the net. A shot. Score! Troy Terry gets the goal to tie things up at 1-1. It comes at 8:17 of the first period, and that's the way to rebound from an early Minnesota tally.
Another big part of this first period was a breakaway from Jackson Lacombe in his home state of Minnesota.
Minnesota will set it up. A turnaround shot, high slot by Lucchini. Broken up, a break for Anaheim, and a shot. Oh, and a save. And that's Jackson Lacombe with a big-time scoring chance.
Jackson Lacombe in his home state of Minnesota gets a glorious chance denied. And, boy, he's been playing so well. You wanted to see him get that one.
Emerson, a lot of action in that first period from both sides, but also just in seeing that the Ducks were, you know, able to answer back, get a goal, but Minnesota would come away from that first period up a goal off a late one from John Merrill. And then the Ducks did outshoot Minnesota as a part of that.
Here's the Wild moving in on left wing. That play broke it up as Matt Boldy made a move towards it. Now a one-time drive by Erickson Ek and a pad save by Dostal moving right to left in his crease.
Good teams are able to use that low weak side one-timer shot. Oh, what a goal by the Wild.
Unbelievable goal. If you want to be quite frank, Marcus Johansson circled to the left of Dostal, wristed one up high, top portion of the net, and it beats Dostal. And quite honestly, that would have been a tough shot for any goaltender to stop. And the Wild increase their lead here in the second period to 3-1.
Anaheim issues the coach's challenge where the play was offside prior to the goal.
So they are challenging it, but it has nothing to do with the actual scoring play, but whether or not Minnesota was offside, and we'll have to take a look at that as well as the other folks. They got a decision, evidently. We'll go downstairs for the call from the referee and find out goal or no goal, and here it comes.
After the Anaheim coaches also determined that the play was offside, that we have no goal. 14:17 on the clock.
And the ref's arms going, waving that one off with authority. I love it, Steve.
Emerson, that was a big point in this game for the Ducks in order to stay in it, especially in that second period.
Yeah, and we look at just on the flip side, right, a few games ago against the New York Rangers at home where Mason McTavish goal just inside of that third period gets negated, gets called back, and quite frankly, the New York Rangers just take advantage of the momentum shift. We're the better team out of that call. And look, I thought the Anaheim Ducks really responded well. Even though the call went their way, it was a great challenge by the coaching staff. And I didn't even know. It was a play in which I looked down. I thought maybe that they were just calling a timeout to reset and go back at it. But they indeed challenged that. It was a great challenge. And once again, a momentum booster after that one for the Anaheim Ducks.
Certainly. Then going into the third period, Ryan Strome would have the next goal, tying it up.
Here's Carlson. Speaking of talent in the farm system, he's up in the big times with Anaheim. After being drafted, there's a shot from way out. Score! And it's Ryan Strome in front of the net, deflecting a shot from the blue line. And the Ducks indeed have fought back to get even here in Minnesota. It's a 2-2 hockey game.
And the Ducks were able to keep fighting in this one. And it was Troy Terry who would have the next goal coming out of the box after a penalty, 11:40 into that third frame. And this one would be the game winner.
Here's Minnesota working it back out. Oligoski to the net. The veteran defenseman put it behind the net. Out in front, a shot block. Out is Terry. Feed ahead for him. Kicks the puck off his right skate to his stick. Moving in, a shot. Then a rebound. Scores! What a play by Troy Terry. Robbed by the goaltender Gustafson on the first shot. maintained composure and position and blasted the puck by the Minnesota goaltender, and the Ducks lead the game 3-2.
Final in this one, 3-2 in favor of the Anaheim Ducks, the team getting points in both of their games as a part of this road trip. Now, they did have 25 shots on goal compared to Minnesota's 37, but Lukáš Dostál standing tall in the net, stopping 35 of those 37 overall. The Ducks closing out this road trip on a high note, and a lot of good to take from this one, especially with some of those line changes, just changing it up tonight, and it certainly worked in their favor.
No, well said, and once again, going back to those storylines, it was Jackson Lacombe returning to his home state in front of family and friends, and a lot of them, some Shattuck student bodies, some Shattuck coaches that were former coaches of Jackson Lacombe, all making their presence felt, and he certainly took advantage of this opportunity. He was one of the Ducks' best players, certainly moving it up quick, moving his feet anytime he got the opportunity to do so. He got a breakaway, and just he was a difference maker. And not only that storyline, I continue to talk about it. Ryan Strome, big tip goal there. You have Bo Grew, who got an assist on the Ducks' first goal. And look, there was just a lot of key pieces, a lot of key performers here for the Anaheim Ducks, which led to this win. I mean, it was a big time win, and hopefully, I keep saying it, hopefully they can start stringing them together and snag a couple more here down the stretch.
Adam Henrique, 2 points in this game. Troy Terry, 2 points tonight as well for the Anaheim Ducks. And also just some of your thoughts as well. We got a text from Henry. He said, go Ducks, go. Way to close the game. They certainly did here at XL Energy Center tonight. An exciting one for us. And very happy that I was able to be on the road with you and Steve. It's just been such a joy the last couple days. Emerson,
that's nice, AD. Thank you. We enjoyed your presence, capped off by that great dinner there at Capital Grill there in Dallas. I'm still tasting my filet. Oh, and I'm a sauce guy too. Got the A1.
The
Bernays. Oh my God, I had it all right in front of me, just lathering up my steak. It was delicious. But we just enjoyed your company. And once again, I have a feeling this isn't going to be the last road trip you join us on. I'm hoping it's not, and it was a blast.
Looking forward to that in the future. And next time you can catch the Ducks is 7:30 next Wednesday when they take on the San Jose Sharks. We'll have pregame for you at 7 o'clock, a little bit later than maybe normal, but it'll be on the last day of January before the team heads for the All-Star break. And unfortunately, we have to close this post-game show early for you tonight because the bus is going to leave without us if we don't, and we want to make sure we're on the plane back to Southern California to that warmer weather because I hear it's beautiful there this weekend, Emerson.
Let's run there. Let's get to the bus, get to the plane. That's the happy plane after this Ducks win and enjoy some nice Cali weather. I'm in.
Make sure to come back after the break as we will have your Ducks and Wild replay as well. Listening to this exciting Anaheim 3-2 win over the Wild tonight. Thanks for tuning in for this shortened post game on the road. Next time we'll see you, we'll be at Honda Center on Wednesday. Once again, thanks for listening to Duck Stream presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Radio. This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments you put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass.
Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.